Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
And it's Ask the GP. Dr. Niall Breen, who is, of course, from the Portmarnock GP Clinic, is with us in studio to answer all of your health questions, medical queries, concerns. How are you doing, Niall? All good?
Yeah, all is very good. Thank you.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Get those questions into us. Listener is looking for advice about home treatments for gout in their big toe, Niall.
There aren't really any that are very exciting, I'm afraid. Generally, if you want to avoid gout, it is kind of avoiding those foods that are rich in purines. And if you go to the web, you'll get a fairly good list of those, and alcohol as well. You can sort of, I suppose, put a bit of, not ice directly on it, but wrapped in something if it happens. But the reality of it is, if you get an episode of gout, you're probably going to need to take something for it.
How will you know? Will you know if you have gout?
Yeah, so gout is unbelievably sore. It's really, really painful. And the commonest site that we would see it is in the big toe. Now, it can affect other places as well. So you can't, like, it's so sore, you couldn't even put a blanket on it when you're in bed at night.
God, really?
Yeah, it's really sore. But it does respond really well. So if I have a patient who has gout, I'll often give them a kind of a backup sort of rescue prescription. Mm. But you can go on a preventative. But there isn't really a home treatment that I could recommend.
So if you think you've gout, you need the GP.
You usually do. Now, it's worth taking an anti-inflammatory, a bit of Nurofen or something over the counter first. But most people they won't be able to walk, can't go to work, they can't look after
kids. It's very debilitating.
Really debilitating and really painful.
Listener says their husband has what looks like a wart on his earlobe. It's a little bit red around the area. I'm wondering what's causing it and how I can address it.
So again, I'd be sort of careful of the label that the person's putting on it there. So a wart on the earlobe, it wouldn't be that common a thing. And it would really be interesting to know what age this person is, because if it's an older man, then there's a very, you know, there's a reasonable likelihood that it's a potentially more sinister spot that needs to be kind of looked at or examined by the person's GP. If it's a bit red around it, it's probably a little bit inflamed as well. So men are very prone to these kind of later in life because, well, most men anyway, don't have hair that covers their ears, and they don't tend to be as assiduous with sun precautions. So it's usually a bit of sun damage develops kind of a localized inflammatory lesion that often will just keep growing unless something is done about it, like it's removed.
So should they get that looked at?
Yeah, definitely. Whenever I get a request like this, I just ask the patient to come in and I'll actually physically examine it, and your GP will know very quickly what needs to be done.
Yeah, so it's the doctor rather than dermatology, is it, for that area?
Yeah, well, your doctor can look at it, and usually things there, if they need something needs to be done, they need to be removed. So that would be with plastics as opposed to dermatology then.
Okay. 087 1400 106 if you have a health question query for Dr. Niall Breen. Listener says, I have itchy skin everywhere. Not as much a rash, just some small spots on my hands, leg, feet that have now very small little blisters that can come and go. I feel under the weather, no other symptoms. I did run a half marathon 2 weeks ago. I'm used to running long distances. Since then, I've been feeling like this. There's no new washing powder, or I'm not doing anything different that I can think of. No viral symptoms. Doctor didn't really know, but gave me antihistamines. Hasn't worked, and this is after 3 days. Any other suggestions? Don't know if it's male or female, actually.
Yeah. And I'm assuming if they've run a half marathon within a couple of weeks that they're relatively young, but, you know, it's maybe a dangerous assumption. So I think if someone has a fairly intractable, persistent itch that isn't responding to medication within a relatively short period of time like that, I would probably consider going back to your doctor and getting a basic set of blood tests done. It doesn't really sound like any rash that I can recognise a very clear pattern from, with little blisters. And it seems that they more have what we call a generalised itch. So in a situation like that, if it's not responding to an antihistamine, I would probably get a slightly further workup, like blood tests and things like that. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's because the person is under the weather or run down, but it's very hard to know. But again, in my own practice, with something like that, I would like to cast the net a little bit wider, especially in a probably young person who is unwell.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm not sure how to fully pronounce this, but listener looking for advice on how to alleviate the strain of, is it costochondritis, apart from putting etophenamate on it?
Yeah, no, that it's costochondritis. It? Yeah, absolutely.
So, what is it?
Yeah, so the it refers to the costal cartilage. So that's the cartilage that exists in between your ribs and where your ribs meet your breastbone.
Ah, okay.
And so it's costochondritis can be quite painful and quite uncomfortable. It doesn't come from a fracture or a bang or a knock. Now, again, I just would be careful about the diagnosis there. Is this one that somebody has made themselves? So it can sometimes mask other conditions. So it can mask sort of lesions of the breast. It can mask lesions of the chest or lungs. Mm. But let's just assume it's costochondritis. Etophenamate is a thing called Etoflam, which is an anti-inflammatory that was specifically developed for topical treatments, and it's quite effective. So if that, they're wondering, can they alleviate it by doing anything other than that? A lot of the time will heal this. Otherwise, you could take an oral anti-inflammatory, but it is something that tends to wax and wane a little bit.
My 54-year-old husband has severe build-up of what looks like mucus in his eye following Bell's palsy 20 years ago. This is a new development, though. Is there any way of dealing with it?
Mucus in the eye, I suppose what would be interesting to know there is the white part of the eye red or injected looking? If it is, then that would imply that it's a conjunctivitis. Usually in a conjunctivitis, the eye's itchy or uncomfortable, or you're rubbing it or blinking it a lot. So they haven't referenced that. I don't necessarily think it's due to a Bell's palsy. A Bell's palsy causes a muscle or a nerve on one side of the face not to work, basically, and your muscles don't work properly. So maybe that they feel that they aren't clearing gunk as quickly. If it's persistent, again, it's one of those ones that might need to be looked at by that person's own doctor.
God, I'm always concerned about anything eye-related.
Yeah, definitely. And when it's one-sided as well, it usually means that there's something going on. Mm. If you kind of get a gunky build-up in both eyes at the same time, it's usually a viral infection or something like that, and it tends to settle.
What about trying the over-the-counter eye drops, or should you just go straight to the GP?
No, that's actually a good suggestion, and there's one called Broline that you can get over-the-counter. I find it's effective just purely anecdotally about 15 to 20% of the time. But the fact, it doesn't quite sound like it's an infection, but again, I think that's a reasonable suggestion. You could try something like that, but it's a slightly strange case.
Yeah. Listener wondering about foods. What food should they eat to ease sarcoidosis of the lungs?
Okay, so...
Again, what is that?
So sarcoidosis is a sort of a chronic inflammatory condition of the lungs that, well, maybe respiratory doctors might disagree, but I think is generally sort of poorly understood. And it's a thing called a diagnosis of exclusion in a lot of cases. So it's a diagnosis that we come to when we've excluded a lot of other things. It causes the lymph glands around the trachea, which is the main sort of breathing pipe going into the lungs, to get swollen and inflamed. And what can happen is the person can feel systemically off, sweats, fatigued, things like that. It's a relatively rare condition. It sometimes arises and goes, and we don't really understand why. In regards to treatments for it, I'm not aware of any dietary change that would alleviate it.
Okay.
It's usually specialist managed.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question for Dr. Niall Breen, listener thinks that they might have anxiety, Niall. Every Sunday night their heart races. They feel physically sick. Sometimes if they have a particularly stressful day in work, it can happen as well. Is there anything I can do to stop this? I don't drink and I do actually generally enjoy my work.
Yeah, what would be interesting to know there would be when they actually go to work, does the anxiety alleviate a little bit? Is it really anticipatory? I think that person is definitely describing anxiety, though, and they said they're not drinking or kind of doing anything maladaptive, which is good. But I think if it's bad enough that they're contacting us or that it's the night before they go to work, then
it's every Sunday they say, yeah, as well.
It's probably something that they should sit down and talk to somebody about. There's still a real stigma about that for a lot of people. But like for me, generally, for something, if it's beginning to affect your day-to-day life, if it's beginning to affect, like Sunday night should be a time when you can sit down and relax and watch a bit of telly or just unwind. But if this person is feeling really, really anxious, what a counsellor or somebody will do, nobody will tell you not to be anxious, because that isn't sort of possible. But what they'll do is they'll help you come up with strategies to go, right, well, I'm getting this thought about feeling really anxious about work tomorrow. And they'll help you package that thought and compartmentalize it in an effective way.
Another eye query. I constantly have a small amount of yellow gunk just discharge coming from the inner corner of my right eye. It's gone on for about 8 years, says this listener. No pain, inflammation, zero discomfort. I think there could be a blocked duct or something similar. I was previously told by the GP that it was blepharitis, which I don't believe is true. I do clean it out about 3 to 4 times each day.
Yeah, that sounds pretty...
It's a long time to go going on with that, isn't it?
It is, and it's pretty onerous if you're doing it 3 or 4 times per day. So blepharitis kind of arises from the eyelashes, and it's a little bit like, and this is an oversimplification, but it's a little bit like dandruff of the eyelashes, a little bit. And it does tend to produce a bit of kind of a discharge that can build up. And sometimes if it's going on for a long time, I would refer somebody to an ophthalmologist who's a doctor who specialises in eyes, not an optician, who are excellent colleagues, but who have a different skill set. And they may need to do something with that person's tear ducts if they're getting an awful lot of a gunky buildup. Occasionally, I'll send a swab of that as well, just in case there's something strange going on there.
Quick one, an athlete's foot. Listener looking for advice.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm afraid a lot of the boring stuff, changing the socks regularly, letting the feet breathe a bit and getting probably a topical dusting powder, usually Dactarin 1%, something like that, can be really effective.
Dr. Niall Breen from the Portmarnock GP Clinic. Niall, thanks a million for coming in to answer listener questions this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.